Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. It's 6:45. Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham has represented District 1 in New Mexico since 2013. Lujan Grisham is running in the Democratic primary for governor. In part one of a three-part series, Edmundo Resendez spoke to Lujan Grisham about her legislative priorities if elected as governor.
Why are you the best candidate to represent the Democratic Party in the general election?
I like to tell people that it's three issues. One, I'm a fighter. I fight until you win it. And that's been my whole career. It doesn't matter that it's an uphill battle, including many of the things that I'm working on and fighting for right now in Congress. You just have to keep fighting till you get it done. So I'm never daunted by how tough or a fight that is or how uphill that battle and climb might be. Two, you really have to understand government and governance and what's going on in state government, what those responsibilities are. And I have that experience. I've got local government, federal government, state government experience. I've run a business. I've worked in higher ed. I practiced as a lawyer. So if you can take your private sector and your government experiences, you're in a perfect position to actually execute the ideas and issues that you run on. And three, I'm working today, included, talking to people about a new vision for New Mexico, where we're really clear that we have far more assets and potential than we have challenges or liabilities.
I do want to talk about New Mexico in particular regarding the business climate and the future of New Mexico. Let me ask you this. If elected, what would be your number one legislative priority?
Well, legislative priorities got to be the same as the things that you can do even without the legislature, right? You want to make sure that you've got a partnership. This is I've never seen anything like the current situation where nobody works together. That was, in my opinion, done on purpose, because then you can always blame the group that's not working. But when you work to divide them and you won't have any robust partnerships, that's the end result that you get. So I'm going to work directly inside government and with the legislature to make growing the economy. So it's all about jobs. Even when you've got a good economy, it is always about jobs, because without a meaningful job or career, people can't raise their families in the state that you're working to represent.
Do you feel that, given your past history in New Mexico, working in local government and also in federal government and, you know, with your experience, that distinguishes you as a candidate that can be a good governor?
I do. And I think looking at the current governor, I mean, one of the issues is she had, I don't think, any idea about running the entire state. And if you look at Trump and you look at many of the candidates, both parties, who end up in these positions, executive positions, they have no idea. And the old adage, well, if you run government like a business, well, it's not a business. It has core responsibilities that you don't get to choose for the entire state. And you don't get to choose the climate of the state or those specific services. You got to figure it all out. And I think that they're surprised, quite frankly, by how what did Trump say? Who knew healthcare was so complicated? Everyone knew except you. And then you got to figure out how in federal government what your job is to make it less complicated and more available and accessible for Americans. So I do think that puts me in a unique position. But there's another thing that puts me in a unique position of all the candidates, both parties, is that usually when you're a fighter with a vision, you have a tendency when you're in a conflict, say, that then you also sort of divide those personalities. So let's say I'm working for the Johnson administration as a cabinet secretary. Democrats don't want to work with me because I'm fighting for a Republican agenda. When I'm working in the Richardson administration, the Republicans don't want to work with me. That was never what happened. I worked with everyone. I'm really good at building partnerships, and I absolutely believe that's going to be the secret sauce for New Mexico.
You propose to make New Mexico a clean energy state. Can you elaborate on your proposal?
Well, it's about having that as your core vision for both, not only diversifying our energy platform, but being clear about the jobs of the future. So if you decide that we're going to be a clean energy state, then your platform, and mine does, should look exactly like this. Look, by 2030, I want to make sure that New Mexico is 50% renewable. I'd like to get us to 80% in another decade. Now, I won't be there that long, but you create an investment strategy that gets you there. You also lead by example. All that green energy has to happen. Solar's got to be in state government. You got to make the same residential benefits that you do for corporations that get incentives, because now you've created a universal investment strategy. We're going to get those transmission lines finished by 2020. Clovis is where all the major grids for the entire country come together. If there was ever a state anywhere in the United States that could export clean energy, it's New Mexico. So let's just do it.
Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham speaking with Edmundo Resendez about why she is running for governor. The full interview is available online and can be heard this Saturday during Images at 5:30 p.m.